Donald and Sue. Sue and Donald. How many times have I said that on this podcast the last week or two with all this flirtations of Sue going to the Rams? And it's hard to imagine. I mean, I really can't quite wrap my head around it. It's remarkable. And it's almost even as remarkable that the Rams were able to add Peters, Tlaib, reinforce that secondary like they have, trade Quinn, trade Ogletree. Donald's still there, obviously. Brockers is a really good player. Just all the moves they've been able to pull off, and they still have a first-round pick. And I don't know how they got Ndamukong Suh under the cap. I don't care. It's a one-year deal. It's a pretty darn big money. He's not going to be a poor man. I'm sure some other teams offered more, namely the Jets. But wow. I mean, let's just spend a couple minutes thinking about what Wade Phillips, a mastermind, maybe the best defensive coordinator of this generation, is going to be able to do with Suh. Brockers, like I said, is a really good player. He's listed as a nose tackle, and that's basically what he is, but he's not Vince Wilfork. He's not Casey Hampton. And he keeps getting better and better. That's what's kind of lost in all this, is Brockers is a improving, highly talented player that's good against the run, real good against the run, and an improving pass rusher. He'll always line up on the interior, though. And I think Donald basically will pretty much always be a three technique. And have I mentioned lately, he's the best defensive player in the league, and he's the best non-quarterback in the league by a wide margin. I mean, it's not even close. To me, he's clearly the hardest guy to block. The last guy any offensive lineman wants to go against is Aaron Donald. Suh isn't far behind, but he's behind. And many saw the contract he initially signed with Miami and have kind of jumped to conclusions. Boy, he didn't live up to the money. What a bust. Well, first off, and we just saw this, Miami cut him because it was a bad contract. I mean, it was too much money to give anyone, even like Aaron Donald, for as great as he is. I mean, like, it was a dumb contract. You have to play at a Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt level to make that contract a tie. You know, so it was unrealistic. So, no, did he live up to the contract? No, nobody could. But watch the tape. I mean, he is going to be missed in a big way. I mean, all the double and triple teams, you know, sometimes triple teams, yes, that Suh demanded in Miami, he did his job. And he does everything well. And that's with an awful lot of attention. You see where I'm going here? I mean, where do you dedicate your blockers? I mean, Brockers, speaking of Brockers, he's always going to be single covered. And he's kind of a demand a double team at the point guy. How do you double Suh and Donald? I mean, and if you remember in Detroit, Suh often lined up as like a 4-3 defensive end. You know, like if you find a weak tackle, they would line him up on him out on his outside shoulder and he'd win, of course. I think we'll see some of that on early downs. And on passing downs, I don't know if Brockers will be in or not, but Suh at a 3 technique and Donald at a 3 technique. And maybe a first-round pick coming off the edge, you know, with the guys they have. Holy smokes, man. So, back to the run defense. Like I said, Sue's great against the run, too. But how do you get... I mean, just think of how those linebackers are going to be able to stay free to run and hit with Suh, Brockers, and Donald just beating up on opposing offensive lines. You know, Seattle's offensive line and Arizona's. And, I mean, the Niners might be better, but joy. And this is kind of an underrated thing that doesn't get talked about enough. The Rams' run defense last year was probably the thing the team did the worst. I mean, it was a successful season, but their run defense wasn't very good, which just got a lot better. Oh, by the way, they have Tlaib and Peters playing either press man or off man, but don't need a lot of help against many receivers with those guys. So, you can blitz a lot and bring Ndamukong Suh and Brockers and Donald and a first-round pick defensive end and, you know. Or, you can't, or you don't, and you still get home with Suh and Donald and Peters and Tlaib picking off batted passes and rush throws and attacking the ball in the air and another really good secondary members out there feasting. So your linebackers aren't great, your edge guys aren't great, But they don't have to be. You know, I mean, the star power on this defense now is overwhelming. And the guy pulling the strings, the puppeteer, is the mastermind. He can attack you any way you want. You know, do we want to play man free and bring the house? You know, do we want to spy Russell Wilson with two linebackers and still play man coverage on the outside and to be disruptive with Sue and Donald? Sure, we can do anything you want. I mean, like, this is going to make a great, great mastermind's job almost rudimentary. Like my sister could do it now. You know, like, that's not taking anything away from Phillips, of course, who I've just been praising. But like, what do I want to do this time? Do I just want to bring the house and leave my corners on an island? Or do I want to rush three with Donald, Sue, and an edge guy and still get home because nobody can block Donald and Sue? I mean, you see where I'm going here. Like, they can do whatever they want and thrive. And oh, by the way, their offense put up the most points in the league last year. So, that is big, big Sue news. But it pales in comparison to my news that I've been telling you about for quite some time. Time to unleash it. It's not fully ready, but I can't contain myself anymore. I'm starting my own website, and it's williamsonfootball.com. And I also own the domain name mattwilliamsonfootball.com. So if you go to either, you will end up at williamsonfootball.com. And as of right now, I'm recording this at 7:45. That's why I've waited so long today, actually, and it worked out well because the Sue news just broke. 7:45 p.m. Eastern on Monday. So the sites are, as we speak right now, I don't even know if you can go to williamsonfootball.com and it'll take you to mattwilliamsonfootball.com. So check them both out. They don't even, like, have my logo and stuff on them yet. They're as raw as can be. And if you're familiar with Bill Williamson, who's a good friend of mine, no relation, but we were at ESPN together for 10 years. He's the Locked On Raiders guy. Well, he started a very similar Raiders site, Snake Pit. It's all based, you know, it's a Ken Stabler-themed Raiders site where he just pumps out Raiders information left and right. And both are pay sites. It's a couple bucks a month. It's a better deal if you sign up for the year. But even right now, I think I have the Raider logo on Williamson Football right now. Because, trust me, I'm not this is the first thing to get out of the way. You guys know how technically inept I am. I am not designing anything. All I do is cut and paste stories. And Bill's going to edit them for me, Bill Williamson. And we have some behind-the-scenes ESPN affiliates that are all making this happen. There's a big, heavy ESPN of yesteryear feel to it. They're going to pretty it all up. They're going to deal with all the technical issues. They're going to put everything on the site where it needs to be and insert pictures and deal with the subscription situation and all that stuff. All I do is write, and I write anything I want, and I'm going to write tons. And I am jumping out of my skin. I love it. It's already up now. I think I already have like a dozen articles posted from the last couple days. And I just wanted to make sure that they were up there. So when you hit it the first time, you're going to say, boy, this site's ugly. It's a mess. But boy, the content's really good. It's Williamson's writing. And it's I'm not going to write for any other sites. So in a great big bloody nutshell, I mean, since I left ESPN, I wrote for, if you paid attention, I've probably wrote an article 15 different sites. I mean, I'm guessing, but at least that. I mean, an article here and there. And thank you to all those people. That's great. Some of them paid real well. Some of them paid crappy. Some of them paid by how often I got a page view. But you know what? Screw all that shit. I'm writing for me now. You know, come to my site. I want it all there. I'm writing anything I want to in about 10 minutes when I hang up with you guys. I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to give my response to Sue to the Rams. So there's a lot of those type of things, you know, that I didn't go through every free agency one because I knew that this wasn't going to be up for a while. But I've hit the recent ones, Burnett to the Steelers, Ebron to the Colts. Like, those are the type of things you're going to get immediately from me. And like I said, I'm going to flood you with content. A couple other news and notes. I mean, a series that I'm working on now is, you know, how I've done it on the Locked On podcast, where I've done a state of the Bills address, state of the Steelers address, state of the Ravens address. Well, right now I'm writing those up right now, and every day there will be a new state of the blah. Started with the Bills. You know, we're going to go division by division, alphabetical by division, AFC, East, North, South, West, NFC, exact same. So the Bills are up now. I think Miami goes up tomorrow. Patriots will go up the day after that. Jets the day after that. And then we'll go to the North, you know, and all the late breaking news that happens in between, I'll be, you know, throwing that in there. And again, anything I want to write, I don't report to anybody. I write anything I want. I might write one. I mean, it's not, trust me, it's all going to be football, but I could write one on my favorite tequilas if I wanted, you know, whatever. But it's all going to be football. There's also going to be some fantasy, and probably not in the next week or two, but I will start doing some fantasy stuff, you know, fantasy rankings for your guys' drafts, sleepers, guys I like. For example, when I wrote that article about Ebron to the Colts, I put a paragraph at the bottom, fantasy impact. You know, I didn't do it for Morgan Burnett because he's a safety or for Sue, but you get the idea, you know, that I probably will do a fantasy new faces one. You know, well, how's this affect Cousins and Hyde and McKinnon and all those type of things. So there will be quite a bit of fantasy for you, especially when fantasy season really kicks in, which to me, fantasy season kicks in basically after the draft, you know, where there's that downtime and all of you start to think about, okay, I got my fantasy draft coming up. Let's give me some receiver lists. I will give you all those lists. I'll give you all my rankings for redraft stuff. I also, and they're up right now, I don't know what percentage of you guys play Dynasty, which is really an advanced level of fantasy where you keep your team year to year. And I've told you about it. And Ryan McDowell and I host probably the best, definitely the best, but the most successful Dynasty podcast called the Dynasty Blueprint. And even if you don't play Dynasty, it's worth listening to because you learn a lot about the incoming rookies, you know, the upcoming, you know, the running back class coming in, the wide receivers. But it's highly successful. We actually have Matt Harmon on tomorrow. We're going to be recording it, you know, tomorrow evening. And all of my listeners there obviously are big Dynasty people. I don't know how many of you guys are, but what I promise, and they're up right now, are my Dynasty ranks. And I've listed like 80 wide receivers from 1 to 80, you know, 30 quarterbacks for Dynasty. And they will always be there. You'll always be able to click on Williamson's Dynasty running back ranks. I have my top 20 rookies, and I will expand that list as I learn more about the rookies. You know, Saquon Barkley's number one. Darius Geis is number two. I may do a fantasy mailbag. I might have a guest writer on from time to time. I mean, one thing I've prided myself on throughout my career is when I've, quote, made it. You know, I remember when I was a young guy struggling to get anybody to pay any attention to me, and I like to grab those guys and give them a forum, and whether it's retweeting their stuff or putting out things, you know, on Twitter. But I will invite some of those guys to write an article just so they can pump their stuff. There's a lot of really good young people in this business that don't get enough credit or enough, you know, cracks at it. So I couldn't be more excited. Like I said, it is going to cost you a couple bucks, but I promise it'll be worth your time. You can certainly ask me things on Twitter if you want something in particular. These state of the, quote, whatever teams are going to be in depth. I mean, they're all at least 1,000 words. Some of them are already up to 1,500 that I've worked on. Really talking about where this team is now post-free agency heading into the draft. That's going to be a 32-point part series for you. So again, please spread the word. Even if you don't subscribe, at least go check it out. And like I said, the site right now is a disaster to look at. But I couldn't wait any longer. The content that I wrote, I want in your guys' hands as soon as possible. I think there's still, like I said, the Raiders snake pit logo on my site right now. People behind the scenes, and trust me, it's not me, are going to do it and do it right with an MW logo. And it's going to be pretty cool. And I couldn't be more excited. I mean, like I said, it basically came down to betting on myself. Tired of begging sites out there for, you know, space to write. And right now the industry is very slow in that regard, you know, leading back to the ESPN layoffs and things like that. But the hell with it. I mean, I'm just going to do it myself. And I'm going to pump out everything. It'll go right on there. It doesn't have to wait. You don't have to clear it with some editor. Like, hey, I want to write this article. Well, we all, Johnny, who were given $10 an hour, already wrote that article. Well, mine's better. I mean, mine's better. So check it out. WilliamsonFootball.com or MattWilliamsonFootball.com should take you there. And again, it's going to be ugly, but it's going to be good.